Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, how the market is reacting to Budget 2025. Fahim Idea from Momentum, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So overall, how has the market reacted? I see the Rand has taken a little bit of a dip.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, overall, it seemed to be positive for the market, slightly up after that budget was tabled. Bear in mind, the main factors that have been impacting our local markets have rather been global issues and the geopolitical risks, which regarding, you know, the trade wars and so forth. The US CPI figures also got released today, and that came in lower than expectations. So that's also having a bit of an impact, too.
Having said that, though, resource stocks still under a bit of pressure, right?
Yes, I think that sector has been very volatile. Yesterday, it was up quite strongly, and now we see it back down. I think we're just waiting to see if there is going to be a turn in that commodity sector, and the market is just quite uncertain at the moment.
The big announcement, of course, is two-take increase on value-added tax, 0.5 this year and next year. Inevitably, it is going to have an impact on consumer spending and even potentially on economic growth.
Yes, so it's a good question, given that the minister mentioned the main focus this year and objective should be to grow the economy. And given that the consumer is under a lot of pressure, interest rates are, of course, still relatively high, that could definitely impact consumer spending. So they are expanding the basket of goods that are exempt from VAT. So maybe this could just have an unintended consequence of people then switching to those products that are VAT-free, depending on their financial situation. But yeah, I do think it will take a toll on spending.
There's no doubt that infrastructure investment in this speech was a major focus. I guess the question is, down the line, is this going to create real opportunity for business?
Yes, so it looks like they are budgeting to spend more than 1 trillion rand in the next 3 years, and that's going to go towards transport, logistics, energy, and water sanitation. And they'll also be allocating money to improve the state of our roads, which is much needed. So that will create a lot of opportunity. Some of the companies that could benefit include the likes of your Raubex, Grinrod, PPC, and so forth.
South Africa, Fahima, also remains under credit rating pressure. We know that. I wonder, when all is said and done, whether this budget is going to help in any way our standing with international investors.
So I think it is helpful to see that we were finally able to get the budget table, even though it didn't go ahead the first time. But given that it's a multi-party government and a lot of different opinions and policy ideas and so forth had to be taken into account, it is a vote of confidence that they have now managed to come together and make a decision on this. So I think it does create a good signal that we can maybe function with the GNU in place and that they could act together in the interests of the economy going forward. So it might be a positive factor.
There's also a revised outlook on Eskom's debt relief plan. That's obviously going to have some impact on investor confidence as well, particularly when it comes to the broader energy sector and maybe even renewals, which might take some solace from this.
Yeah, so it looks like Eskom is in a much better situation financially after the debt relief, and it does enable it to be able to function better. We've also seen quite a lot of renewable energy come online in the past year or two, which also takes that pressure off them. But it does paint a more positive picture. You know, we are seeing Eskom come through in terms of less load shedding. We have had a few bouts here and there of load curtailment, but I do think it's in a much better position.
And to be welcomed, I guess, is a commitment to increasing tax enforcement. Of course, question remains as to whether this will actually happen or not. But again, what impact might this have on business?
So I think it will have an impact on those that are, not doing their share in terms of paying taxes. And it's necessary because this is actually resulting in the shortfall in that not all businesses and individuals are paying taxes as they should. And unfortunately, SAR systems are not advanced enough to pick up on that, which is resulting in a lot of tax leakage. So I think if they are able to get more businesses and individuals to comply, that will definitely make a difference in terms of getting the money that we need to run the country properly.
Talking of tax leakage, there's also going to be a negative impact, surely, on the lack of personal tax bracket adjustment. That will impact disposable income.
Yes. So there's always an issue of, creepage, wherein consumers are in a situation where they're getting increases due to inflation, but this is actually pushing them into a higher tax bracket, which then, of course, is not beneficial, and actually results in you paying more tax but earning less in real terms. So that's definitely a negative. But I suppose on a more positive note, they haven't increased personal income tax rates, because the minister did acknowledge that tax rates on individuals are already very high in comparison to other countries. The South African taxpayer is already under a lot of pressure because we've got a very small tax base carrying a huge population. So yeah, while that won't alleviate the pressure, it's good to see though that those rates weren't raised.
And Fahima, just a final one then, this budget, how would it compare to previous years in terms of pure economic growth and a strategy around that?
Yeah, so I think in previous years, the main focus was really on fiscal consolidation, I would say. And we're now seeing that the focus has shifted more to growth and focusing on economic growth, and just getting everything in place so that we can achieve that. The minister did say that we've really stagnated in terms of GDP growth over the past 10 years. And over the medium term, we're only expecting growth of about 1.8%. We really need to grow a lot higher than that if we're going to achieve our targets and create employment and so forth. So it's a good thing that the focus has really shifted to this and they've taken note of it.
And we'll talk to you again next week. That's Fahima Adia from Momentum. Always appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.